Watch, Alyssa Milano arrested at protest pushing Senate Democrats' effort to federalize elections. By David Ng on October 19, 2021. Hollywood star and left-wing activist Alyssa Milano was arrested Tuesday at a demonstration outside the White House in support of Senate Democrats' effort to pass the so-called Freedom to Vote Act, which would seize power from states to oversee their elections, curtailing their ability to implement their own voter identification requirements. Alyssa Milano boasted that she was arrested in a tweet in which she urged the Biden administration and the Senate to act on the legislation. Video footage of the demonstration showed a line of protesters assembled outside the White House perimeter, with law enforcement taking some of them into custody. Milano was protesting with People for the American Way, the left-wing activist group co-founded by Hollywood TV producer Norman Lear, which has been seeking to end the Senate filibuster. The Senate is set to begin debating the so-called Freedom to Vote Act on Wednesday, with Republicans expected to filibuster the legislation. As Breitbart News reported, the bill, which was introduced last month by Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, is Democrats' latest effort to thwart voter integrity measures in various states where lawmakers have implemented stronger voter ID requirements and other efforts to combat potential voter fraud. The bill is the third such effort by Democrats after the so-called the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act ended up languishing in the Senate. The mainstream media have spun the Freedom to Vote Act as a compromise due to Senator Joe Manchin's, DWV, co-sponsoring the bill. But in some respects, the new legislation is even more radical than its predecessors. Among other measures, the act would mandate every state implement drop boxes for absentee vote-by-mail ballots, a measure that some say would facilitate voter fraud. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.